Lee, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Ruby. It's great to be here.
And thank you for offering to, oh my God, help us. We really appreciate it.
No, of course.
Now, firstly, why do you think we actually make New Year's resolutions? Is there a sort of psychology behind the decision to make them?
There is, and you touched on it briefly already. You mentioned the word rituals. So we do this every year, and it's a bit of a social cultural thing that we do. We often go to different events, meeting people throughout Christmas, New Year's, and we often chat to them about our lives, how things have gone, and we then share those rituals with each other. What are your plans for next year? What are your resolutions? So it's a bit of a social element to it as well. Part of it also is that we are trying to actually improve ourselves in some way, which is a very positive thing. And this time of the year, we've got more, I guess, cognitive resources to actually think about that. So we're not working as much. We're chatting more with other people. We're sharing our different ideas with each other. And the fact that we're not at work and sort of, I guess, pressured for time means we can actually spend that time reflecting. And I guess the last thing is it's the end of a period. So the fact that it's so significant, we've got a lot of parties and events around that, means that we're actually starting to think about wrapping something up and then thinking about a new beginning again. So it's a very clear, social cues that make us think about the next year.
Absolutely. And so many of us kind of struggle to keep our resolutions.
Yes, we do.
Why? Why do you think this is?
Yes, well, there's multiple reasons why this is. And a lot of those to do with being too unrealistic and overly optimistic in the first place. So we might set goals that are either too challenging or we set too many at once, and then we don't have the right systems in place for us to actually go and achieve them. Part of when I think about goals or resolutions is to really think about them as being habits. And if you really think about habits, they're actually quite difficult to change because they're ingrained into our unconscious processing. For example, when you drive a car and you're driving home, you don't really think about, look, I've got to turn left here, I've got to drive 300 meters, I've got to turn right the next roundabout. You're just singing to a song as you're driving along, right? So you've automatically realized how to drive home. That's part of your habit now. And then you only have to then engage in your conscious processing if you're really going somewhere new or different and trying to, or if you've moved house and then you end up, like I've done before, driving to my old house by habit rather than my new house because I was on my default. But if you're trying to change something like stop smoking, to lose weight, to go to the gym more, you then have to start, I guess, these new habits with your conscious effort to then rewire your unconscious processing and make it different in what you prefer. And that's actually quite challenging to do.
Absolutely. And it's, yeah, it, I guess when you create unrealistic goals, you're kind of setting yourself up for failure to an extent.
You are.
Yeah. Definitely. So how do you think we can create better New Year's resolutions then?
Yeah. So a lot of us might have heard of an acronym called SMART, SMART goals. And what it essentially is, it goes through and tells you for each of the different letters here, a word for you to think about. So the first is being specific. When you say, you know, I want to lose weight, that's a bit vague. What do you mean by losing weight? Is it 1 kilo? Is it 15 kilos? So we want to be very specific about what we actually want to achieve and how we might go about doing that. So for example, to lose 15 kilos by going to the gym 4 times a week is a more specific goal rather than just saying, I want to lose weight. That's the first component. The next one is this measurable? So can you actually measure your weight loss? Well, that's a goal you can actually measure, but how would you do so? Is it that you're going to record your progress on a scale once a week and then note that in the spreadsheet? So if you start going through the process of making a system so you actually are measuring and recording and documenting that, then you're more likely to keep those goals. The next component is A, which is achievable, which is really thinking, is this goal realistic? So I mentioned before 15 kilos being the amount of weight someone might want to lose. But is that really realistic with the person's current lifestyle, or is 5 kilos more realistic? And do you really want to go to the gym 4 times a week if you don't enjoy that? So a lot of our goals, it's important for us to actually want to do them and find them enjoyable. But if you don't like lifting weights or being on a treadmill, is there something else that you would want to do instead, like playing soccer, going for a swim, doing tennis, going for a walk with a friend. So it's good for us to make our goals actually realistic to what we'd want to do, rather than saying 15 kilos four times a week at the gym, if that's something that we can't really see ourselves doing. The next component of these SMART goals is R, which is relevant. So really thinking, is this goal really of value to me, or am I just doing it because everyone else does it? And so it's really thinking to yourself, when you say, I want to achieve this goal, ask yourself why or because, and then put your reason in. And that will help you think about why it is, what is your real value behind wanting to achieve this goal, and is it important to you at this time of your life? And if you have 20 goals that you've listed, maybe really thinking of those top three and trying to focus on those instead. And then thinking about, well, is it realistic I'm going to achieve all three of those all at once? Or should I start staggering them? So maybe in the first 3 months of the year, you work on the first goal. In the second 3 months, you start working on the second goal to create habits over time, rather than trying to overload yourself and do everything at once. And then the last component is the T, which is time bound, making sure that you have a deadline. We know with work or when we're studying, if we have a deadline or an exam due, then we actually work harder and become more productive as that gets closer and closer. The same thing with goals. If we say we want to lose 10 kilos by the 15th of June, then we actually know our deadline and we work towards that more effectively.
Well, that sounds very smart if you ask me.
It does.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us, Lee. This has been awesome.